Hello, hello, hello. This is Misty Magdalena Grace with the new and improved version of Healthy and Wealthy and Wise, where we talk about spirituality, psychedelics, plant medicine, microdosing, and really that journey within to finding your best innate wisdom, to your best health, your best wealth, through all sorts of inner child healing, trauma release, grief recovery, overcoming addictions, and working with the mind, the body, and spirit. So go ahead, leave a review, subscribe, download. We look forward to your feedback. Thanks for tuning in today. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back. Happy Monday. If you're watching this live, we just want to welcome you officially to a spontaneous episode with a special guest today of Healthy and Wealthy and Wise. So whether you're tuning in after the fact, or if you are inside of my Facebook community, if you're on LinkedIn, if you're on YouTube Live, please comment below, hashtag live, city, state, country, where you're tuning in from. This show has been going for over 3.5 years now and over 300 episodes. So I know a lot of you catch it on the replay. So feel free to hashtag replay. For those of you who don't know, I am Magdalena Grace, Magdalena for short. I do have a medicine business focusing on psychedelics and really healing the mind through the physical and the spiritual. And part of my journey into this space was actually starting with microdosing, both for myself when I was lost, dazed, and confused and a binge drinking workaholic and really hit rock bottom. I started microdosing with psilocybin. And as the world turns and as my life transformed and I completely went through a spiritual awakening and all the changes, you can listen to my other podcast episodes about. Then I became to be a medicine woman and wanted to help others, you know, with my background in health and fitness and nutrition. And along the way, I met some really cool friends. And Colleen here today is one of my friends who I met through the microdosing space. So Colleen, I may actually have you share a little bit about your journey, you know, to be able to share how microdosing has helped you. You know, for me, guys, again, just a reminder, it helped me wake up, you know, to my truth, remembering who I truly am, quieting that inner critic, helping me get back into my body because I was so shut down due to grief and unprocessed trauma. And as a woman, I also, quite honestly, shut down my sexuality in this man's world. I grew a couple penises and was like trying to compete with the men in the world, business and just all of the things going on as a mom and a wife and feeling less than and not good enough. And so the medicine really saved my life and helped me in so many ways. And then, of course, Colleen, I know you have a little bit of a story. So I know between the two of us, we have almost 50 years of experience in health, fitness, nutrition, personal training. We both have that in common. And I met you through the microdosing space. So maybe share a little bit about you and your background and your own journey in this space.
Yeah, thanks. It's so cool to be here. And it's been really amazing connecting with you in the world. And so for me, basically, I practice all my craft through my illuminated soul business. And that's where I've tapped into the trifecta of working with energies, which I think is, we're always greater than our physical body. So it's my specialty of numerology, intuitive astrology, and tarot. And my addition to the microdosing came to me because I've spent, since the time I was 16, kind of grappling with, you know, the family life I was in and me being able to feel everything in my emotional body. I just was so entangled in every energy. I couldn't really figure out what to do with it. It was overwhelming all the time. I sensed everything. So it was challenging to navigate in the 3D, you know, pseudo world. So after years of therapy, years of trying Alateen, Al-Anon, energy work on electromagnetic mats and EMDR, I finally, I just really tuned in and felt like something was missing. And for some reason, I started researching microdosing over 5 years ago. And I reached out to a couple really wise, knowledgeable people. And lo and behold, they were already on the bandwagon. They were already doing big journeys on themselves, experimenting, investigating, researching, really brilliant, wise-minded doctors and other, I don't know, spiritual adventurers. So I started kind of following their lead and I did all my own research and I started really kind of researching people who were finding benefits from it. So I, after all this research and stuff, I just kind of went in on my own and self-practice and self-experience. And So I've been doing it for past few years, and it's extremely changed my life. It's allowed me to understand that the only separation that exists is my illusion of what's there and myself. It helped me really understand that the energies I experience aren't always mine, and that I can then work with them and give more love and grace to myself, more understanding. And then I don't take things personally. When I do that and I continue to stay here, then I offer that out into the world in a much more peaceful way. I have better listening, better understanding. I don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater anymore, you know? So anger was my first piece growing up in my dysfunctional home. So that was where I would go to. And it really helped me find the soft place, and that anger is just showing me a need that wasn't met. And so that's where the plant met me. It met me in really learning more about myself. And it softened being hard on myself, which then allowed me to be kinder out in the world as well. So there's a lot of different interesting boundaries there, you know, self-love boundaries, energy boundaries, speaking my truth boundaries without fear, right? Because a lot of times we will say things and do the dance so that we don't experience rejection. We don't experience the feeling of not being loved. So we'll dance around all of that to keep that coming. But it really allowed me to stand in the space to be okay with my truth and knowing that it's not about outside of me. It's about how I'm presenting it and how I feel about it and how I connect to it. So that was the assistance I've had through the plant. It's been beautiful. And I want to share that I've sat with Magdalena and her amazing husband, Shaman, in an actual journey, a macro journey. And it was really phenomenal. And I really believe that's where her and I cultivated an even deeper sense of connectedness and sisterhood. So I just want to share that it was an amazing experience.
Oh, thank you so much. So much love and gratitude, because in your humility, you're always learning, right? I mean, some of us, like myself, I will say, I thought I knew it all. I had been trying psychotherapy, grief counseling, subconscious mind work, and all of that kind of stuff, self-help, more and more books to try to heal myself. And yet I was humbled. The plants were very humbling in teaching me, oh, there's so much more that we don't, like you said, the illusion. In this 3D realm, there's so much more that, you know, our heart, brain, and our body. I love that you mentioned that our body teaches us so much through those emotions, and a lot of times we suppress them. So it's a great segue. You mentioned sisterhood. So you and I came together. We've been talking for months now about how can we co-create something, and it turned into this 7-day women's only, sorry guys, although you probably have a woman in your life that either birthed you, fed you, changed your diapers, maybe a wife or a partner, a spouse, a sister, a daughter. If you're listening, this could change their life. This is Women's Empowerment Month. Actually, Friday, we're right now, as of today, it's March 4th. Friday is Women's International Day, or International Women's Day, whichever order, you know what I'm saying? So even though Mother's Day is in May, I love that March is Women's Empowerment Month, because this is a time to really honor the woman in your life and those who identify as women. You know, I want to, you know, give a shout out to whatever that looks like for you, but just being able to support you. And so Colleen and I, having done some really deep intentional work on ourselves, you know, I know for me, for the longest time, I think that there was some shame about being a woman. That goes back to past life, ancestral trauma. I won't get into all of that, but there was this, you know, like I had to become a man, you know, very masculinated. And then as a result, I shut down that beautiful, soft, open, receptive, sensual, creative, fun, playful little girl. And I became a binge drinking workaholic because I was so disconnected from my feminine side. And so you, having had your own journey, and a lot of it does start in, you know, in the womb and our dysfunctional families and all of that happening for us to bring us to this moment, whether you're a mom, a wife, a sister, a lover, a friend, women are so important. And we won't even get into the defined feminine awakening and all the 5D stuff, because, you know, that's another story for another day. But women are rising up now and feeling like, I got to be, you know, speaking my truth more. And I'm tired of this inner critic. And I'm just seeing so many women coming forth and wanting to stand in their power, but not knowing where to start. So Colleen and I are going to talk a little bit about our 7-day transformation that focuses on your mental, physical, spiritual, emotional health with microdosing with psilocybin. So I kind of shared a lot there, but I wanted to turn it back over to you, Colleen, to maybe talk about why you're excited about this program and how this came together for us to serve women in this manner.
Well, I love that you really tapped into and shared about, you know, that masculine side that I feel many of us women have had put on. It's a mask that we put on. And I have put that on most of my life for different reasons. This is why I feel like Magdalena and I make such a great team, is because my mask went on because I felt like I wasn't seen and I wasn't heard in my home. From my relationship with, you know, the male in my life, my father. And so there was a lot of resolve and healing in that. And so what happened is, if I just got louder, if I just got more perfect, I would be seen, I would be loved, I would be heard. And when women aren't getting fulfilled in that way, they will put on a masculine mask to protect themselves. And so what I have loved about, right, the journey of stepping into my divine feminine is that I can do that in a way for myself. And then I can take off my masculine mask. So the plant helped me understand that I don't have to be that angry. I don't have to be always perfect. I can just be in all that I am, which has always just been that, right? It's never not there. We are just always this. And so it helped me be present. It helped me be self-loving, step into the feminine where I can still run a business and still know that the connection I need. So it's a softness to me where it's not like we're saying, you know, we're these women and we're going to come in now. It's like, no, embracing like the feminine divine energy that has a beautiful balance with the masculine divine energy. And so I love that it's really brought me to that where I don't have to wear a mask anymore. I get to have a balance with the male, the masculine divine energy. So that's right. We could talk about that all day long too. So I'm excited to support women so that they can rise into that too, take off their masculine mask, step into their own love, love their body, love their voice, know that there is worth to it, and it does need to be heard. And we want to provide that for you. We want to provide that space.
I love that. You made me think of, I never thought of this before, and I've been saying it like 5,000 times. It's like masculine starts with mask, right? So it's kind of like by us shutting down our feminine and thinking we had to maybe be more male dominant, which, oh, by the way, that's the whole world right now. Hello, patriarchy. We really want to have a soft, sacred space virtually. And we'll talk about the breakdown of it so you better understand what that's going to look like. But to bring sisterhood together, to own our feminine side and to love ourselves. I'm a double Virgo. You talked about astrology. So hello, the most critical astrological sign.
So you're double earth and I'm double water. So there we brought all those components in. Yeah.
And speaking of elements, part of what we're going to help you guys, or sorry, ladies, gals, with is essentially a 7-day experience, a morning meditations. You could be anywhere in the US, by the way. Unfortunately, at this time, we cannot serve you outside of the US borders. So anywhere in the US, any time zone, even Hawaii, although you might not want to get up for our meditation live, we're going to have a private Facebook group. We're going to be streaming everything and also a Zoom room if you prefer to be on Zoom or Facebook. We'll let you decide. If you're not on Facebook, that's perfect. You can be on the lives every day at 6:30 a.m. Pacific, starting March 20th through 26th. And again, women only. The first day is really to kind of set the stage of what does that sacred space look like, or that meditation space, or whatever. I use the word sacred because I am a spiritual teacher, and being a medicine woman, understanding that everything is sacred. I didn't see my body as sacred. You know, your body is a temple, truly. And I like to say your inner goddess is coming out, wanting to experience life at its fullest through your body and through your senses and through your emotions. Like, I couldn't cry for the longest time. Plant medicine helped me cry. Like, I was so numb because, again, I had shut down that side of myself. I had, you know, so much scarcity as a result of that. And, you know, didn't have deep, authentic relationships and didn't love my body. So sure, I gained 40 pounds, right? So if any of that resonates, some of you might be emotional eaters, or maybe you, like I did, drink too much alcohol, or maybe you're too busy, you work a lot. Again, all of that is masculine energy, or just masking your feelings and emotions. And that's where Colleen and I are going to tag team, besides those daily 6:30 a.m. Pacific time meditations, 7 days in a row, starting on a Wednesday through a Tuesday. We're also going to have 4 bonus classes, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we'll break it down mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, because that's who we believe we are, as we are all the elements and all the things that are inside of us that make us who we are. It's just, we forget who we are, and we have these illusions and these fears and these lower vibrational energies that take us out of our heart and get us stuck up in our head brain. And we overthink. The inner critic, being able to soften, allows you to do that. And the medicine is organic. I don't know if you want to speak to any of that, but we do need you to sign up by the 15th of March so that we can ensure that we start you on time, we support, we ship, or you pick it up if you're here local to us in San Diego. So that's the breakdown of the 7 days. And of course, there'll be lots of education and support along the way. And even if you miss the recordings, they'll be available for you after the fact. So don't feel like you have to sign up and be at every single live event. You're still going to be able to get a lot of value if you watch the replays and the recordings. So anything else that you want to add to what I may have forgotten?
Well, first, like, research is really starting to show and prove that working with plant medicine, especially this version, psilocybin, is very connected to mindfulness. And so the monkey mind that spins, right? Or when we become too emotional or not emotional, right? It's hard to kind of calibrate. So the research is really showing that connecting in this way to plant medicine is really beneficial as the way of mindfulness. So it can help us tone things down and have a much clearer sense of what's happening. It's like sensing the unseen, which is, when I mean the unseen, I mean the unseen that's usually within us. So I love that. That's part of the research. So Magdalene and I have a lot of experience in like research and studying things on an ongoing basis and constantly learning and keeping up, because it is a continually unfolding arena, which is really profound. So on that note, the products we use are very, I would say, very consciously crafted. It's, very mindful. And when they work with, veterans, PTSD, they really want to help shift the world, in a way that, assists people in these sort of ways. The tablets are amazing. They're compressed. There's no wasted air or water in them, and it's organic. I have great appreciation for the product.
Yeah. And I will say, we do have a required medical screening process, mental health. We're all about safety first, do no harm. We both have personal training, CPR certifications, and just a lot of background and understanding the body mind and who this is for and who this is not for, which is how we'll close it out here. But the other thing that I would, just my own personal story, like, unfortunately, when I started microdosing, I had sources who would sell you the product, but they didn't coach, they didn't mentor. So I literally pooped and pissed away money and time. And it actually gave me anxiety, and I was actually scared because I was trying to DIY it, do it yourself. Mm-hmm. So there's another reason there's two of us here with varied backgrounds, yet so complementary, to make sure that you feel safe, that you get to be seen and heard, not only with, you know, your experiences in life, your traumas, your griefs, your whatever you've been through, but also making sure that if you have questions or concerns that pop up, because the medicine is intelligent. There's an innate intelligence as it comes into your body. There is potential for some fear, anxiety, trauma release, crying. Now, the cool thing is, 7 days, it's only 7 days, and it's like a beginning of a possible journey for you. If you choose to go beyond that, that's entirely a sovereign choice. There's a lot that can be covered in 7 days. So we do coach you and encourage you to embrace it fully when you jump in with us. But just know that a lot can happen, and but you'll be safe and you'll be supported. Whereas a lot of people, when they try to do it themselves, they really don't know what they're doing, and they don't have much guidance, and literally they might be throwing money away. And we have a very specialized protocol that, you know, you'll hear about if you sign up, to make sure that you get results in 7 days and start to see a change, however subtle, in your daily life as a result. Do you have anything to add to that?
I agree. I mean, I really encourage that anyone that is interested in stepping in this field or, you know, experiencing it is absolutely through guidance. I mean, I had guidance alongside me when I started, with my brilliant mentors and teachers. However, I do suggest that it is way more powerful with guide. And that way you, like Magdalena said, you have support when things come up because you go, oh my gosh, what's happening? Do I need to stop? Is this a reaction? You know, and then we're here to walk you through it. We're here to understand, listen. And I've had some clients experience, you know, some powerful emotions come up pretty quickly. And potentially we're like, do I stop? But we had some conversations. We were able to talk about it. We were able to go through the process together, and they continued. And it was like Magdalena said, this is what I call like planting the seeds. This is 7 days where you can get a lot out of it. And yet the ultimate journey, if you were to continue, it's like growing grass, you know, there's nurturing, there's connection, there's relationship that you create with it. So yeah, just. Yeah.
That's what I love about this, because so there's a lot of people who've been wanting to microdose but are scared to do like either one of us. We both have a 30-day jumpstart, and I've had 6 to 8 week programs, and totally respect that. That's part of why we're doing this, is to allow you to get like that transformation and just see if it's the right path for you, because it's definitely not the right path for a lot of people. And then you get the support of a group as opposed to doing it one-on-one or doing it yourself. So there's strength in numbers. There's that energetic collective consciousness that we're going to be bringing together. So when you hear another woman with the same trauma or the same weakness or the same addictive behavior, guess what? You won't feel separate or less than or alone, which I know a lot of us women oftentimes feel and perceive and judge ourselves accordingly. So our hope is to bring you together as one collective group. We would recommend talking to your doctor, and we will reject people who maybe have too sensitive medical health history or mental health history. So just full awareness. It's $77, but it's not an automatic yes. We do practice discernment. You can go to womenempowermentjourney.now.site to read up more about it. The deadline again is March 15th. I can't emphasize that enough. And maybe you bring your sister, your friend, your mother, your lover along on the ride, and be able to compare notes and do that together. And this is our first time doing it. There's no FOMO here, no fear of missing out. We don't know if and when we'll do it again. And if you miss this live, the hope is that we can repurpose it and share it with you at a later date. So if you saw value in this today, guys, please hit the share button. Sharing is caring. You may have a woman in your life who's struggling with depression, anxiety, just feeling alone or lost, dazed, confused, too much of that inner critic going on. You know, if you're a mompreneur struggling with juggling all the things, or even a single woman who's wanting to find love, you know, we've probably both helped women in so many different capacities. We just want to empower you more than anything on Women's Empowerment Month, to remember who you truly are as an amazing goddess and a powerful being. And as the rise of the divine feminine happens for us all, you know, you may have some rage and some anger that comes up, because I feel like it's so cool that you brought that up, because I know I've had more anger and sacred rage coming through, and that's the divine feminine. You know, anger is not a bad thing. Mm-mm. In fact, as good girls, you know, we've suppressed it because we thought we were supposed to, you know, shame on us. You know, we don't want to do that because that's a boy's thing. Yeah, whatever. We're going to help you transmute all that like dogma and BS into love, light, peace, kindness. And again, the softening that Colleen mentioned. So we really hope that you can join us for this once in a lifetime opportunity, kicking off spring. Spring will have sprung the week that we're doing this. So I love that we're bringing it into this new realm and planting seeds. What you plant in the spring can reap an amazing harvest 6 months later. And so, you know, I think we shared everything that we wanted or needed to. Any last words from you, Colleen?
No, just, you know, there's a lot of women out there too that have been trying all these things and they're like, they're still feeling like, what's going on? Something's missing, right? That's the precipice. So I say, if you also feel like you're one of those that's like right there and you're not sure why, this is also an opportunity to tap into that. Sometimes it gives you just the nudge. And just the women that want to feel like they want to be able to really trust how they feel and navigate it in a way, right? Even though they might come up against this or that that says otherwise, that you stay in your sovereignty, that you trust that with all of your own heart, regardless of the external factors. So there's some other components that we hope to support you in.
Beautiful. Awesome. Just know this, ladies, you're not alone. And then if you're a man watching this, what woman in your life could benefit from community and sisterhood? If someone has questions and you're not quite sure you want to sign up, you can text my business texting number, 612-799-8791, to book a quick consult. But just remember, depending on when you hear this live or on the replay, it's the 4th today. The deadline is hard on the 15th, so we can ship to you what we need to. Or if you're watching this long after that, reach out and we can connect you with either one of us for a consultation and or the evergreen on the back end of this. But it's going to be so much more fun if you do it live.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Hey guys, if you're catching this live, I will be back here with my beloved husband, Emmanuel, tomorrow talking more about the revelations of the divine feminine. This whole month, I'm talking about the divine feminine. I have some amazing guests, an ex-cult trauma survivor from the Jehovah's Witness community talking about psychedelics and her journey and story as a woman coming from a dogmatic motherless religion, as well as a woman who channels Lilith, the original woman. So lots of controversy here coming into Easter. I love stirring the pot. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be magical. Until next time, here's to your best health, your best wealth, and your best wisdom. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Please subscribe, download, leave a 5-star rating or review, and also please refer this to a friend you know who may benefit from this inspirational message. We hope to see you again. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel or join my Facebook community. And if you are looking to manifest your best health, your best wealth by trusting your best wisdom within, please go to my website, www.microdosingforhealth.com. Again, www.microdosingforhealth.com. To quiet your mind, get into your heart, heal your body, and manifest your best health and your best wealth.